about what they want to send us.
No, sir, your amendment is on page 2, just the way you put it in.
And the only other change you put in here evidently is sexually transmitted. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's all I'm doing.
You hadn't changed any grades, K through 6,
no, sir,
none of that.
I wouldn't do that.
And it's still at the local option of the school board, is
yes,
that
sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir. Sure is, man.
Mr. Sumlin, you have a question? All right. Do we have amendments ready?
We have some being written.
All right. While we're getting the amendments prepared, I might add that we have, and any of you who want to be heard can come forward at this time. In support of the bill, Mr. Carmichael, New Orleans Public System, Ms. Van Busket with LST, Claire Brew with Louisiana PTA, Linda Clark, State League of Women Voters, Winfred Seville, Louisiana School Board Association, Jesse Moore with LAE. All of these have cards in support of the bill. I have a card from Dr. Helen Brown, the State Department of Education, who is available for informational purposes. Any of you folks want to be heard?
We just want to record that we support LSB.
Ms. Chairman,
I believe we have a lady who wants to be heard. Identify yourself, please.
Thank you. I'm Linda Clark with State League of Women Voters. I would like to just very briefly, I know you have a long agenda, touch on some of the reasons we urge you to support this and talk to others of your delegation when this comes to a vote again. When we went after the last time when you passed it, we found there was a lot of misconception. I think that it's been cleared up by Representative Jackson and that we do not change the regulations currently. We have local option. The local system doesn't have to take the money. They don't have to do the programs. But in our budget crunch, the use of available additional funds from the federal government would assist systems to continue programs. You have to remember that sex education and education on sexually transmitted diseases far outreaches the knee-jerk reaction of sex ed. We're talking about anything that touches upon areas of sex education. This includes a number of programs on AIDS education and intravenous drug use. It includes alternative high school programs for pregnant teenagers that are trying to stay in school and who might be able to get federal funds to continue but can't because we cannot take federal dollars. It includes programs on child abuse, which in the process of teaching children about how to say no, refer to body parts, and therefore are classified as sex ed and cannot take federal dollars to fund these programs because of our reaction to sex education and the interpretation of it. I'd like you to keep all of those in mind that we are not taking away local option. We are not saying they have to do a program, but we are saying that if you, your parents, teachers, and system decide you need something, that you will have the option of finding those additional dollars. And please share this with the other representatives on the floor.
Any further discussion? Any of the others who have signed cards want to be heard? Or do you have amendments ready?
Just one second.
Mr. Sumner, why don't you go ahead and start on your amendments?
Okay, basically, of course, I'm for the bill 100%, and the amendments are good too. But as a layman in reading this amendment that Mike Tenorella wanted to be sure was in there, even Mike has a question about the verbiage in it. And where the amendment says a city or parish school system may accept federal funds for programs offering sex education only when the use of such funds does not violate the provisions of this section, and that kind of is, to me, it's going to give leeway, in my opinion, on the House floor for debate to say, well, what does this section do and how are you changing state law and da-da-da. So my amendment basically, in layman terms, says the use of federal funds shall not have as part of its use any federal sex education courses or requirements of any teaching that violated any existing Louisiana law. And that's real plain, because it's going to come up on the House floor. Does this violate Louisiana law? And there's no, you know, I think it just spells it out real clear. And in order to maybe see some debate and answer some questions ahead of time, in just layman's terms, this amendment would probably help this bill, in my opinion.
Mr. Chairman, would you ask the staff if my amendment does not already cover what Mr. Sumner's trying to do and what I propose to start with?
Does exactly.
Well, yes. You may ask the staff that, Mr.
Chairman.
I can give you the floor, sir. No, Paul, why don't you respond?
call, I just want to know if it's necessary, if it is necessary, if my amendment does not do that, and if William wants to progress with his amendment, I got no problem with it, but if mine already does what he says we ought to do, then why should we be worried?
He said he put his name on board.
I understand.
The bill as amended.
William, you can go after my amendment.
Let's let Paul respond to that.
Well, the language you put into the bill says that your local school board can accept federal funds only when the use of such funds does not violate the provisions of this section, which is the provisions that specify what you can teach in sex education.
Well, I think it may be somewhat broader in that it says it shall not violate any existing Louisiana law. And it does expand a little bit. Do you have any objection to the amendment? Any objection? Mr. Jackson?
Which amendment are they talking about? Someone's or Tenor Allen's? What did they do with Tenor Allen's amendment?
Any objection to the adoption of the amendment? Not objection, stand approved. Any further discussion on the bill? Any member of the committee want to be heard on this? Mr. Jackson, you want to close? Jackson has offered up House Bill 484 and has moved that it be reported with amendments. With amendments. Any objection to the motion? Not objection, stand approved. Do you want to move 1203, Mr. Jackson?
Briefly, Mr. Chairman, I want to thank members of the committee for helping with this bill, the 484, and ask for your support on the House 44. House Bill 1203 provides a minimum salary schedule for paraprofessionals. I think that this is an issue that we ought to address. I understand the money problem. There are some people here that want to be heard. Last year, I think we had a note on this bill. It cost about $6 million. But if we could just hear from these people that are here to be heard, Mr. Chairman, I think it would give us
a note on the bill.
I don't think we have a note,
Chairman. George, was there a fiscal note or a question on the bill?
Okay. I do have an amendment that I want to offer.
Is it about $6 million cost?
Yes. I have an amendment that I want to offer.
We have an amendment. It's just the amendment, Mr. Jackson, page 1914, after the word state, delete the remainder line and delete lines 15 and insert a chorus. Mr. Jackson, only amendment.
Well, It just takes out the paraprofessionals employed in the state schools for the deaf and blind because of they have their own salary schedule.
Any objection to the adoption amendment? Not objection, that's approved. All right, on the bill, gentlemen, we do have several people that want to be heard, and I think we all know the $6 million cost this year is going to be another matter. But we'd certainly be happy to hear from those of you who want to be heard. Ms. Van Buskin, Ms. Bell.
What is Jesse form in here, 9?
10.
I have Mr. Cleveland for information.
Joy Van Busker, Louisiana Federation of Teachers. I understand the difficulty with dealing with this bill because there's a $6 million appropriation. I again will fall back on an argument that I heard on the House floor over and over and over again about the minimum foundation program and putting more dollars into the classroom. Since paraprofessionals are directly involved with aiding our students in their educational goals, I think that this is a worthy concept to consider, perhaps not this year because of the fiscal problems we have in the state, but I think that next year we ought to look seriously at adopting such a measure. Thank you.
I'm here again to tell you all the plot of the paraprofessionals. Paraprofessionals have not had a raise
the rules don't say you can't.
In many years, it started off with the $6,000 minimum foundation. It has not been another scale since that. And we're in dire need to have these raises. Many of us have been working many years and are still getting only that $6,000. So I would like to ask all of you to consider the fact that with the cost of living as it is now, these paraprofessionals have worked hard and still are working hard. They're very dedicated people. Their dedication carries them into the role where they could have left out of those these positions and worked somewhere else for more money, but they didn't because of their dedication. So therefore, I'm appealing to you all to please consider consider the raise for paraprofessionals over $6,000.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, you want to be heard?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I speak in support of this piece of legislation because we do find that the paraprofessional has become an integral part of the school system now. In order to maintain that kind and that level of expertise there, we need to provide for them a standard salary schedule that it would be for them throughout the state of Louisiana, with the built-in increments through the years, through their services there with the with the school system. So we urge your support for this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Mr. Tenorella, do you have a question?
No.
You had your button on, sir.
Mr. Dean.
Mr. Dean did that to you? Okay. All right, Mr. Cleveland, did you want to hear it? You just here for information. All right, any further discussion? All right, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Chairman, obviously we don't have the money, but this is a serious problem that I hope that our committee will take under advisement and look at when we start raising some money to help these individuals who are performing some very valuable services for our children. And I'm going to continue to bring the bill back and work for it because I think that these individuals are woefully underpaid, and at this point, I want to ask that we would defer action on that.
I'd like to just give some information.
We are adjourned. What do you have?
Mr. Chairman, in New Orleans we have a person by the name of John Jay. He has a salon and beauty college, and he recognizes the importance and appreciate what teachers have done and what he has put out starting May the 1st. To August the 31st, he's extended to all teachers in the area free haircuts, shampoos, and styling. That's appreciating what the teachers are doing in the area.
Thank you, sir. All right. The committee's going to adjourn until tomorrow, and I recognize.
Does it include paraprofessionals?
What about politicians?
What about paraprofessionals?
Thank you.